22nd Sunday, Year A. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. You have seduced me, Lord, and I have let myself be seduced. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I am a laughingstock all day long. They all make fun of me. For whenever I speak, I have to howl and proclaim violence and ruin. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all the day long. I would say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then there seemed to be a burning fire in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. I cannot do it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. O God, you are my God. At dawn I seek you. For you my soul is thirsting, for you my flesh is pining, like a dry, weary land without water. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. I have come before you in the holy place, to behold your strength and your glory. Your loving mercy is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. With joyful lips my mouth shall praise you. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. For you have been my strength. In the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings fast to you. Your right hand upholds me. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I urge you then, brothers and sisters, remembering the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your due worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewal of mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, good, pleasing, and perfect. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our heart, that we might see how great is the hope to which we are called. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. From then onwards, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer grievously at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and to be put to death and be raised up on the third day. Then, taking him aside, Peter began to rebuke him, saying, Heaven preserve you, Lord, this must not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, because you are thinking not as God thinks, but as humans do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Anyone who wants to be a follower of mine must renounce self and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save life will lose it, but whoever loses life for my sake will find it. How does it profit someone to gain the whole world and forfeit life? Or what could anyone give in exchange for life? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each one according to behavior. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.